Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about retirement. Pulling the trigger on retirement can be a costly mistake if your finances aren't in good shape. It's a very uncertain time for people. Luckily, there are steps you can take to make yourself feel more secure as you approach retirement age. How can you tell if you're ready to retire the way you imagined? Here's a quick checklist of questions every pre-retiree should examine. What kind of lifestyle do I want in retirement? Several studies have tried to pinpoint how much money people should specifically have on hand before they retire. The truth is, though, that this amount is going to vary dramatically depending on what type of lifestyle you're looking to lead once you've left the workforce. Your entire financial plan is going to stem from that vision. You should consider where you see yourself residing, whether or not you plan to get another job during retirement, and how you plan on spending your free time. Free time is very expensive. If you like to travel, your budget needs to be set much higher. Will your debts be paid off? Unpaid debts will contribute to your monthly expenses and play a huge part in how much money you will need to have on hand before you go ahead and leave the workforce. This is not to say that your house needs to be paid off in full before you retire. If you have a low interest rate on your mortgage, you'll have to ask, do I want to pay this off in full? On the other hand, if the mortgage is more substantial, you may want to consider taking money out of your investment portfolio so you don't have to worry about it moving forward. The point is, whichever option you do choose will have a significant impact on your cash flow. If you have other debts on the books, such as credit cards, you may want to look into what other factors may be behind the balances so that you can get them paid off as much as possible before you abandon a steady paycheck. As for all of the financial advisors, regarding the importance of factoring in health insurance premiums and prescription drug costs when deciphering how much money you'll need in retirement. Additionally, under federal law, most Americans are not eligible for Medicare until they are 65 or older. So if you're looking to retire before then, you will need to determine where your health care coverage would be coming from and then factor that plan's cost into your overall budget. You'll also need to ask yourself how you plan to address your long-term care expenses. It's not just about buying the insurance, but you'll need to ask, do I plan on moving in with my kids? Do I expect my spouse to be able to fulfill that need? Of course, the second part of the equation involves looking at the sources of income you'll have available upon retiring. This can include Social Security benefits, which you are eligible to receive, at least in part, at age 62. It could also include a pension you may have earned, paychecks produced from a potential second career, or the revenue generated by your investment portfolio. Do you want to leave money to your loved ones? People need to think about legacy planning. Those looking to leave money or assets to their next of kin end up writing a very different budget than someone who has no plan to do so. And as such, you may want to write out a will before formally leaving the workforce, since it could actually delay your retirement or affect the lifestyle you adopt after you do so. How much cash flow do I need for my desired lifestyle? After you've considered your vision for retirement and calculated your expenses, you should come up with an ideal amount of money you would need coming in to support that lifestyle. Every prospective retiree should ask themselves this crucial question. If you were to retire today, what check would you like to see in your mailbox each month? Once you know that number, you can work out if that lifestyle is plausible. Will your assets cover this lifestyle? And after you've determined what your ideal retirement paycheck would be, you need to see if you will have enough money on hand to generate it. Depending on that answer, decisions have to be made. If you don't have enough money, there needs to be a trade-off. This could include delaying retirement, spending less, downsizing your home, moving to another state, or adjusting your lifestyle requirements. Saving more isn't always the best option due to the time constraints. Do you need to make changes to your investment portfolio? As you near retirement, you may also want to make some adjustments to the investment portfolio you're hoping will power it. This could involve switching to more conservative stock or bond options, but it doesn't have to. You need to ask yourself, how conservative can I be and still reach my goals? This doesn't mean you have to run to bonds. You can move to an asset deduction model that makes sure you have enough money to cover the income gap and then invest the rest for growth. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.